We are up to the Tzadik Zayin on the very bottom of the page. Yeah.
Without fail, somebody removes the bookmarks every day.
Maybe you get a different gemara every day. Maybe you get a different gemara every day.
Whichever gemara I pick up, the bookmarks are gone.
We are up to Tzadik Zayin on the 6 lines on the bottom. Boyim nei rovim rav chizim. Rova asked of Chizda a question. Hamalve es chaveidei al hamadbeya. What happens if I lent you money that you should pay me back with a coin? V'haysifu olav. In that particular, no, in those days the coins were actually had value. They were silver. What happens to increase the silver of that coin? Mao. What's it then? You pay me back the same amount? Is it ribus? Now, what do you do with coins? You buy produce. It doesn't matter. If you gave you 5 silver coins, and then a year later, 5 silver coins are bigger, you still give me back the new 5 silver coins. Even though they're the size of a sieve, yes. Even though they're the size of a large, very large coin, yes. The fruits have gone down in price. And because the fruits, you know, now with this matbeya, before I could only buy 3 apples. Now with this matbeya, I could buy 4 apples. Isn't that a case of ribas? You pay me back more than I gave you. Has more value. Omar Rav Asher, Rav Asher said, Chazina, we see. E machmas tivazil, then menakinle. If it's because of the coin, then we reduce. But the imachmas, no, if the fruits are the same price, but the coin now is worth more, then that's ribus. But the imachmas tarazil, if it's purely if the fruits themselves have gone down in price, then lemonakinle. There's no ribus here. The price of fruits are different then. But if the price of fruits are the same, it's the value of the money that's more, then the thing is that you have to reduce, otherwise ribus. Again, you can see how this has to do with other currencies. Rabbi Tzadik Chesem and Alef on top, even open the page for you.
This
is unbelievable.
Nick still learn it for me also.
Says the Gemara, "V'koshevach l'nyanascha," but isn't he getting more? He has more silver. And why isn't that ribbis? We're talking about a case where you borrowed coins and you're paying back with the same coins, but these coins now have a larger, the $1 piece is now a larger coin, so there's more silver. Why isn't that ribbis? We said because the price of fruits, if the price of fruits are the same and the coins are worth more, you're right. But if the price of fruits have come down, the deflation, then there's no ribus. Forget about the silver. There's more silver in it. El Gyada Papa Rabbi Yeshua of the Uvde Bezuze, they once did a story with money from the Agardim in Taya, from this guy who was named by the name Agardim, a money changer, Adyud Betamna. They noticed that when they increase the size of the coins, usually the increase is what? 4 to 5 or 8 to 10. And therefore, and from 8 to 10, it's not ribus. You know why? Because when you want to melt it down, what do you do with it? Melt it down. When you want to melt it down, you lose. Or by the time you go through all the costs and everything else, it's about 20%. A little bit over 20%. So you gain nothing. But if it's taken more than 20% advantage, the bigger coins and the small coins, then you it's ribus.
Except the coins in the old days they would have used. They wouldn't have melted down.
They would. It's silver. It's real silver.
They were made
like the American nickel used to have a nickel worth more than a nickel, more than 5 cents.
That's why they stopped making 1 and 2 cent coins here in Australia.
From copper.
Because the value of the copper was worth more than the currency.
Silver dollar wasn't really a silver dollar.
That's right. And so on and so forth. That's right. You can buy gold coins. You buy Australia golden coins. Every year they mint new coins. They sell it. Omar Rabba says, Rabba hazoidig matbeya shechaveid. Now this invention, we learned the concept of gromog. You're chayiv in the zikin if you cause direct, if you do the direct damage. If you cause the damage, that's called gromog. And here already, Rabba's going to come along and talk about gromog. That gromog, you're not responsible. There's a thing called garmi, a thing called gromog. According to many of the training, there's a difference between garmi and gromog. Garmi is direct cause and gromog is indirect cause. And everyone will agree that gromog you're not chayiv, and garmi you're a meir holds you chayiv, and halach like a meir. And others hold the pot. The Rashi holds there's no difference between garmi and groma. It's exactly the same thing. Any cause, I don't care how direct or indirect, is called a cause. Says the Gemara, Rabba, hazoidik matbeh shechvedeh magadol. If I take my year coin and I throw it into the Atlantic Ocean or the Mediterranean, potter, yeah, potter. What do you mean a potter? I took your coin, I threw it in. Why am I potter? So this is the case. My timer, Omar, hamonakamach, he says, it's right there in the water. Jump in and get it out. I, what are you going to say? You don't know how to swim, so you're going to have to hire a swimmer to go get the coin for you. So, and if you don't hire the swimmer, you're going to lose the money. So I cause you to lose the money. Cause, you don't have to pay. Eboy, if you want to, shockly, you can take it. Vahani, immediately, when is there an argument? But slowly, the water is clear or it's easy, it's accessible. Deka, chazla, you can see it. You know, if there's hire somebody who can jump in and collect it for you, avalakuri, the water is muddy that you cannot really see the coin anymore. Deka, chazla, like, then I did the damage. I didn't take the coin, I tossed it in directly. I hit your hand, I smacked your hand from the bottom. Your coin is sitting in your hand. I smacked from the bottom and it went flying from your hand. So what did I do? I just was a cause. But if I would have taken your coin and thrown it into the water, then me's a gosli. I'm a goslin. And therefore, because when I picked it up, I did hakbo. I'm a goslin. And even I might not be a mazik, I only caused it, but I'm a gamlif. And then I have to pay.
We have to return it.
Yeah. Now the question is, Tetes is Lechayda, when you knocked the hand, the coin went up. When it went up, I did Kinyan Hagbo. So why wasn't that coin then as a Ganif as well? I smacked your hand, you didn't do anything, and your hand was wide open and went flying up. So why isn't it considered Hagbo?
It's not my hand.
Sorry?
It's like beer. Don't have to have it in my hand.
Yeah. So the Raif made the Hagbo is only if you actually have it in your hand, not if I cause it to go up. That's Hagbo.
Was it intentional then?
Of course it's intentional, yeah.
Is it accidental or not?
It's Adam Mu'ud La'olam. You know, the Tesis holds some way that if it's a mamish or sheer accident, you're potted. But generally, Adam Mu'ud La'olam. Okay, testing what about along the lines now of this guy, concept of Grom, Mosi Grom has a question. It says, you cannot exchange the fruit from Maizah Sheni on money that you don't have access to. You had money in Kisra, some place called Kisra, Ibahara Melech, listen place. Your wallet fell into the Mediterranean. So what do we see from here? The moment it falls in Yamagodl, it's because it's lost, it's inaccessible. Rabba says, you're right. When it comes to Maisa, we have a different set of rules when it comes to Mazik and Neva. Shiny linear Maisa, the meaning of Motsa. We need it to be really accessible. Rahman Omra, but Tzarta Kesa Biyotcha, Taylor highlights it has to be Biyotcha, accessible to your hand, the Lekka. But in a normal case of Geneva, as long as a guy can jump in and retrieve it, you're not considered a mazik yet. Hashof, I smooth out matbeah shechaveda. You have a coin. The value of the coin is it has a form on it, it has an image, and it has words on it. I smooth it all out. So all you have left now is a silver potter. You are potter. My time, why are you potter? What did I do? I didn't do much. You still have the silver there. When are we talking about the Michia Bikuna, so that I use the hammer of a torch and I flattened it out? Abel Shaifa Bishrafina. If I use a professional instrument, then Chasudi Chesra, I would have carved it out. If I used one of these smoothening metal that a blacksmith uses, it actually shaves off, it has shavings. So I would have removed some of that silver. Yeah. Then I have to owe you money. Then did Hezek. Otherwise, all it was a gram. Mostly, Rav has a question. It says, "Hiko aleinu about an eved. If you hit him directly on the eye, v'sama, and you blinded him, alozne directly on the eved chersha, and you made him deaf. Eved yitzu behen lecheda is he set free? What about now lecheda? What's the kasha here? I made the eved deaf. What did he miss out? Nothing. And yet I am chayv, even though I caused him to be deaf because I didn't take anything. I didn't pull his ear off." His ear is still there. I just cause him to become deaf, and yet I even have to set him free. So what do you see from me, Lucheda? Cause is also chayiv. Yeah. So the question is, on the case of the coin, you're telling me that what, even though I banged directly on the coin, I smoothed it out. I'm not chayiv because I'm a grommer. Here we see clearly that even though you're a grommer, you're a cause. But if you're directly dealing, I'm over there and then I do something which caused something else here. If I'm directly dealing with it, that's not a grommer. I'm chayiv. So how come, why is it in the case of an eved than the case of a of the coin where I smooth it out. Kenegedena, next to his eye, when there doesn't see. Kenegedena, next to the eventual here, ain't can ever, because I don't go free. Says, you want a rabba, let's have a rabba, because this is the view, don't have a rabba. Chershay la'aviv. If you, the din is if you hit your father, Rahman Salan, and you cause him to bleed, you're chayiv misa. What if he made him deaf? See, there's no bleeding. Neri, you get killed. You know why? It's impossible to make someone deaf without actually having some internal bleeding. The tifsa, the dhamma, nafule ba'oinu. It must be a drop of blood that fell inside his ear. So same thing over here. When I hit the eved in the ears, don't tell me I'm a grommer. I actually made a wound. I did a wound. And therefore, I'm therefore I have to be set free. If I took your animal and I nipped the ear a little bit, it doesn't in any way make the animal defective, except he's not roving with Beich anymore. He cannot be with Beich. I caused him a loss. The animal's still standing the way it is. The Ovid will let me to do anything. The animal now is not suitable for Mizbech. So what? The Kulush Vodim Lav the Gab Mizbech Kaim. You think all the animals are Shayat Mizbech. So, in other words, if the animal would have been already set aside for a carbon and I caused this damage, of course I'm Chayiv. But since the animal is not set aside for a carbon, because I removed from him the option to make the turn this animal to carbon, that's not considered a loss. Because the majority of animals don't become Kabanis. Moshe Rav asks a question. Someone does a malacha with the water by pot aduma. You have water that you have to put in the ashes. The water before you put it in with mixing the ashes, you're not doing a malacha with it. And I did a malacha, so I ruined it for you. The pot is chatez, or the animal itself. Pot to medini adam, bechayi medini mishum amashmaim. Why? Because malacha le minker.
You don't recognize any change in the water.
Exactly. Malacha le minker. You can't tell the hezek. I will say him the minke the hazeka hachinami the mechayev bedini adam. So this brayza tells you the only reason why you are part of the is because it's not noticeable. It seems like the brayza, but if you were done the hazek that's noticeable, like you nip the tip of the ear, and then you would be chayev. Is a kasha and rabba. I mean, no. Who had deen, the same thing would apply if you were trained in potter. Even if you were nipped his ear, would have been potter as well. So what's the chiddush here by potter aduma? How come Masha, the chiddush here is, I feel malacha, the loy minker. The chiddush is not that you're potter. The chiddush is that you're chayib in the shemaim. That even a malacha that's not recognizable. Chayib in the shemaim. Have a good day. Chayib in the shemaim. Chayib in the shemaim. Remember Rabba says, the machlek is an achrenim. When it says chayiv din shemayim, means you have to go and pay the guy money, or it means you have to go do tshuva and daven the rebbe for schlichu and kapara. One more Rabba says, Rabba, the famous case, hasoidev shtodish shachaveda. You have a contract, let's say a loan contract out there, and I burnt it for you, which makes it now that you cannot collect the money. Even if you collect the money, you can only collect for the kuches. Potter, you are potter. Why? Normally, I caused you damage. I didn't damage anything. All I did was I burnt a piece of paper of yours. What are you talking about? What's the problem? If there are witnesses, the yodim I have a b'shtar, they know exactly what was written in the shtar. Let me rewrite the shtar. And if there are no witnesses, let's say the din would be has to pay. How much? He could say I owe nothing. He said it was $1 in the shtar, and the mitzvah over aya. Talking about a case where the Malva says, I trust this man, whatever he says was in the shtar before he burnt it, I'll trust him. And the guy said there wasn't he nominated a sum. So, and now he cannot no longer collect it from the kuchas because there's no shtar. You don't have to pay because you're only a groma. You're only a cause. So if you burn somebody's check, you don't have to pay because you're only a cause. Within the other. According to Rabba, as soon as he's a machlekes. This thing of Rabba by the case of a check is not so posh as machlek. Is it actually maybe a machlek is Abshimin Rabban? We already had a psach in the machlek is Abshimin Rabban on with Abshimin Hol, and we had it before as well. Abshimin Hol is that a dover hagoyin l'mamim k'mamim dami. That if you let's say chometz goes through Pesach, it's worthless. But since I could have used it to pay back whatever it is, the guy who lent me the money I used as a mashkin, and somebody else took it away from me, then mamim dover hagoyin l'mamim k'mamim dami. Since it could have saved me money, and now it's not going to save me money. It's worth money to me. And the Rabban don't agree. So Lecheide, that's the Machleke. This check can bring you money. So according to Abshimon Lecheide, I damaged you. According to Rabban, and I only caused. Abshimon, Dama Dava Gerin, Lamama Kim, Mama Dami, Mechaiv. And the Rabban, Dama Dava Gerin, Mama Lav, Kim, Mama Dami, Lai, Mechaiv. Sorry?
Yeah, but if somebody sent you a check from the other end of the world or something, it's not so simple to get in contact with them.
In case you can't do it, otherwise there's no problem.
I'll have the money in the bank tomorrow.
Exactly. Don't bring up Shimon. Rav Shimon is talking about you caused direct damage. I burnt your chametz. I did, or a carbon that you set aside. I destroyed the animal. But the animal right now is worthless. But since once upon a time is worth money, and it will be worth money again in the future, that's called davar gerin l'mamim. You're talking about a case where the thing never is worth anything. The check is not worth anything. It's only attached to something else. It's a cause for something. Rav Shimon is not talking about such a case. Was worth money. For example, chametz before Pesach, or the animal before he made a carbon. Somebody else came and burnt it b'moyed on Pesach Potter Potter. You know why? Shahakel mitzuvim all over the bar. This is an unbelievable gemara here.
Never have had it in his house to start.
No, no, no. Rashi says a hakel all over the bar. The chayla poshup shad is that the guy himself who stole it should have burnt it. But Rashi says shahakel mechui levari. Rashi says over here nothing. Rashi says over here here. Rab Shimon, what's okay, it sounds like, okay, some people want to learn from here. I forgot where I saw this. 1 second. Okay, someone want to learn here. I can't remember who it is now. I lost the plate, okay. That hakel mitzvah levara means that if the gazel, that I am a friend of the guy, if I see chametz in your house, I have a mitzvah to burn your chametz. Excuse me. So therefore, the person who burnt the chametz of the ganef did nothing wrong. Why did nothing wrong? Because he has a mitzvah to burn it. Even though it's not my chametz, your chametz, I have a mitzvah to burn your chametz.
Even though it's in his house.
It doesn't matter whose chametz it is. It's a yid chametz. I have a mitzvah to make sure that you do your mitzvah. Yes, so everyone has a mitzvah. That's one way. The other way of reading it is the Gaz himself has a mitzvah to burn it. Since I can return it back to the original guy that I stole it from, so you now cause me a loss. A check that has no true intrinsic value in me, I'm not as Rav Shimon say at all. Not at all. But you know, the machlekes, this din of rabba that a check you put it is actually a machlekes regarding the laws of Garmi. This is much more than just a grama. This is a Garmi. I directly destroyed your star that directly is connected to your lung. Man, the doin din of the Garmi, the one who paskins that you have to pay even if your cause, if it's a very strong direct cause, magbed meshlam alya. You collect the money of a star malio. Man, the loyd doing the gami, the one that says that you don't. Magbid may the main not about what only damage I did was I ripped your paper. So I gotta pay you for the paper. Big machlek is showing him here when you say you pay star malio, which is the halacha, by the way. How much do you actually pay? The star that says worth, the star says you owe me $100. If this guy would sell the star today to a third party, so then
they're not gonna collect $100.
Exactly, get only $70. So maybe I don't have to pay you $70. Not the face value of the shtar, but what it's worth today. Because it's not what it's worth in 6 months when the due date comes along. What it's worth today. Today, it's only worth $70. That's all you can get for it. Or not. You have to give me the full value, the full face value of the shtar, which is $100. So that's a machlek of the shiny. It says, there's a story. V'kafya Rafram Ravashi. Rafyam force Ravashi. The Agbi Bay, and he collected from him Kikeshura Latama, like a beam that you're going to use to make pictures with, or you can make pictures on the beam itself. No, it's top dollar. You know, it's Gami is Chayiv. What do you mean? Rafram force Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi once burnt somebody's check. Can you imagine? This is the famous Rav Ashi. He went and burnt somebody's check. How's that possible? So Rashi says here. Yeah. So Rashi comes along and says here. Rashi's bothered, obviously, by it. How could Rav Ashi go ahead and burn somebody's check? Says Rashi, "Va'akafio Raf Pael Tigmoda, va'akafio Raf Rabashi shesorat chaveda biyalduso when he was a kid." Comes another chiddush from Rashi. Okay, he did when he was a kid. I mean, he was a pretty wild kid, Ravashi. This famous Ravashi that it says from Rebbe and Ravashi, it wasn't Toyde Gdul Mokamechad, only him, he's a troublemaker when he was a kid. But what do we learn from another halacha? We learned before that Isha of the cotton, Chereshah of the cotton, Pigiyos and Rob, because Heim Chobla Bachayd and Potter Bachayd and Chobla Bahem Chayiv.
Yet
when you grow up, the cotton has to pay for the damage as a cotton. What's he doing here? He's paying now for what he did as a kid.
His name was
Esh.
He was like five.
Oh, very good. Oh, you should be a Rav, a Dashan. So others want to answer that he was over by mitzvah. So he's over by mitzvah, then Ashi gains nothing. If Ashi over by mitzvah went and burnt people's checks down. So the whole little thing here needs further exploration. It wasn't intentional, then what? The halacha you still have to pay. So why would he have to force Rav Ashi? No. So why would Rav Ashi come forward and pay himself? From beginning to end, this whole little piece of Gemara, it's one line in the Gemara, it's very hard to understand. And why, exactly what I just said, the third question is, why do you have to be forced? he knew halacha. Halacha, they got to pay. Okay, whatever that happened, happened. Go pay. Why do you have to be forced?
Well, if you learn like Rashi, it must be able to say, yeah. You think you remember, do you remember every piece of paper you burned when you were four years old or five years old?
And how did Raf know about it?
Well, maybe somebody maybe somebody came to him and told him, hey, you know, he cost me a lot of money. He burned my check.
Okay. When we're talking about these Amoraim or Ruch HaKadosh or anything else, you expect that the Nebi the holds, and when we say a cotton is potter from Avedis, it's only till he's Bar Mitzvah. Once he's Bar Mitzvah, he has to do Tshuva and also Avedis he did when he was 6 years old. Famous Tshuva, I don't know, Tzadi Dala, I think it is. Yeah. And interesting, he doesn't bring this Gemara here, which he should have.
Why does he have to do Tshuva?
Because, but you still did Avedis. Your body did Avedis.
It's a very noble concept in Judaism that we don't have in modern society. Bearing responsibility for your actions. We don't believe in that in society. Nowadays, everyone, oh, my mommy never gave me snacks in my lunchbox, that's why I'm a mass murderer, you know?
Do you ever bully anybody when you're a kid? You gotta have children.
Oh boy, I'm gonna be busy. I'm going to call in 6 for the next 3 weeks before it's responded.
Okay. Oh. You want to bite him? Chomet vavla Pesach. The Mishnah says if Chomet went through a Pesach, Oimla Yisem Hashem Lecha. Man Tana, who says that Oimrin be Isturi Hanoa? What happened? Chomet went through a Pesach, Osabanoa. Yet the Mishnah says I can give it right back to the original owner because it's the same piece of bread. You start noticeable the damage. Who holds that by Isturi Hanoa? You can return it. You can say to the guy, take it back, it's yours. This must follow the opinion of Yaakov. The time we learned, if an animal killed, and the din is once the animal killed, you bring it to Bezna, once Bezna sentenced that it should be killed, the animal now is also banah. Actually, as long as you didn't bring it to the Bezna, yet it's still mutabanah. If you sold it, it's a good sale. You made hegdish, a valid hegdish. If you shechted it in flesh, it's mutter. The Shoyme can say, we'll take it back before the Bezin takes it. Here, take it back. Once the Bezin already sentenced the animal to be stoned, so the animal now is Osabano, so any sale you made, you can't sell it. If you shachted it, sorry, Osir, because Osabano, and you can't get it back to the original owner. Rabbi Yaakov says, even after Gmardin, he can give it back. Why? L'chayde, he holds that even though the animal's worthless right now, because since he cannot recognize the damage, I can say, so it appears. My lab, how come if Rabbi Yaakov saw that Oimrin be Isuri Hanoa by Yisano, you can say, L'chayde. And Rabban Savari, ain't Oimrin be Isuri Hanoa, L'chayde. I'm the Rabba, Loino. Coolly, perhaps everyone agrees, be Suri, like our Mishnah, everyone agrees, you can say, Hadesh Khalifanecha, and our Mishnah is unanimous. Now, what? Since you cannot recognize the damage, take it back. Yim Kain, because otherwise, why argue in a case of Chaymer? Niflugu, let them argue in a case of Chamed Big Pesach. Why talk about a case of a shame where you can say maybe it's an exception? Talk about a normal case of Chamed, I stole Chamed the Pesach, give back to the Pesach, and let them argue about that. Hello, Amar Abba. Hachi, know the argument here is something totally different. Over here, even though Asr Hanoi, you can give it back, here the guy says it's your fault. The argument is whether the Balabas can say to the Shemir, it's your fault. Now, why is it the Shemir's fault? Because if you hold that the Bezin could not sentence the animal, just like you cannot sentence a person unless the person is in court. Right, you can't do ex parte, it has to be right there. In absentia, you can't rule. It's the same thing by an animal, because it said we learned Kamisa Shur, Kach Misa Bailin, Kamisa Bailin, Kach Misa Shur. It cannot be in absentia. So the Balabas said to the Shem, you idiot! If it would have been me, I would have taken the Shur and hid it somewhere. They would never be able to bring the Shur to court. You didn't do it, so it's as if you were Peshea, you're a Shemin, a Shem is negligent. That's a Chachamas Taina, that's why he cannot give it back. And Rabbi Yaakov says that even if the animal is in absentia, they can still rule against the animal, so therefore there's nothing the Shemir could have done, and therefore the Shemir can give it back. Nothing to do with Isuri Hanoa. Hacha begoim rin dina shoshay shalay befano gimiv in absentia rabban. So engoim rin shoshay shalay befano avdam lay. So the Balaba says to the shoymer EIC and nehele. If you had brought it to me, havi marik nele lagma, I would have taken it away. Oh, somewhere out to some swamp. Hashtana mesaiti biyad man lemetzin lishtoy dina behaday. And now, or given somebody, you're an idiot because you could have avoided the holding tail. It's your fault. You got to pay. Rabbi Yaakov said, "Goyim rin dina shoshay shalay befano. It could be done in absentia. Damalay my avdilay." So then the Shemek says to the Baal Boss, what do you want from me? So if so, whether I would have given it back to you or not, have a gomri le din and shloi father, would have still concluded this din, so you would have achieved nothing. Okay, that's what Ashkhe Rabchizda Rabba. So Rabchizda wanted to say that this machlekes of Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbanon, whether we say that Harei L'Chofanecha. Rabba comes along and says, no, everyone agrees you say Harei L'Chofanecha. In the case of Rabbi Yaakov, we're arguing about whether you can sentence an animal absentia. One day, Ashkhe Rab Chizdel Rabba Bashmul. Rab Chizdel once met another Rabba, Rabba Bashmul. Omalei, Rabba Shmul said, Rebbe, Tanis, he said this, Rab Chizdel Rabba Shmul, Tanis and Midi said, did you learn anything at all about this discussion we've had about Surah? No? Omalei, yes, Ian. Actually, I'll tell you a little Braisa. Unfortunately, the Braisa goes against you. Tanim learned the Braisa, Vehei, she was like Zayla, Mata, Omalei, Masha Gozel, says, return the Xayla you stole. Obviously, you got to return the Xayla you stole. Okay, so we learn, Yachzeke Ancient Gozel, bring it back the way you stole it. The kanomer we learn out. Gozel matbeya v'nifsel. You stole a coin and now the coin is useless. Or peidois v'hikivu, your fruits that became rotten. Or yayin v'hechmit, wine that became sour. Truma v'nitmas, truma that came tummy. Chomet v'avrol pesach. Behema v'nedr v'vedin v'vedin v'shoi adshalanim v'dinay. Oymeloi, since in all of these you cannot tell if there was any damage, you can say harei shechol v'necha. Now one of the cases here is, he says here that an animal adshalanim v'dinay. Who holds that there's a difference whether the Bezin already issued the sentence or not? That's the Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold that before the Bezin sentence, Mutabano, once the Bezin says, oh, no, you can all give it back. Man Shamalid Omar actually made an in, which he didn't lawyer. Rabbanon. And yet, and your version of the Rabbanon is that they hold you cannot say Harash Chavanecha. And yet, in this Braisa, the same Braisa, it says that you, by Chamad, you could give it back. Uktani Chamad, Vavla Pesach, Omar Chavanecha. So we see clearly that Rabbanon, like Rabba's right, that Rabbanon also agree by Osir Hano, you can't say Harash Chavanecha. And the Machlekir, Yag Chamad is about whether you can sentence an animal in absentia.
Don't you then say, what's this Gemara Din of the Bahama? Don't you say, Kola Omar, the Sokol Kisokol Dom?
Yeah, exactly. That's the Rabbanon hold.
It's
no, you can't. Rabban says you can't. Yeah. Rabbi Yaakov says you can because
you can't see a physical difference.
Rabbi Yaakov says you can't see the difference, and the Shema says you're animal. What do you offer me? It's only by Shema. Look at a little piece of Gemara. Do me a favor. If you meet any one of my students or Rabba students, like Tamil media, don't mention a word about this Braisa. I don't want to look like an idiot. You hear this? What's shot in this little piece?
That means he
wants to maintain it, but doesn't want, or even he is chayzer, doesn't want to look like an idiot. Rashi says here, look about 10 lines in the 10 lines at the bottom. Ashkar Rav Chizda mahad lamaslisin. Rav Chizda was looking for a brayser. Then have the baplukta chomaz of Pesach. He wanted to find a brayser that supports him. That they're arguing regarding chomaz of Pesach. Luukmil and Musa the time rabbanon because he wants to be able to prove that the rabbon holds mishum the ain oimim b'suri noj chomadacha. And yet he couldn't find it. So he said to this guy, imish kachlu b'nei yeshiva. If you find anybody from my yeshiva, lo temu lo midi mishum the chadu. They'll be happy. The magic to you to the milsi that they found the question on my statement.
I don't want to give them the hanoah of unplugging me.
Very odd, Gemara. We don't want the truth. If Rav Chizda was wrong, Rav Chizda is wrong. Very odd. Unless Rav Chizda felt that he was right, but they found the braisa that's not agreeing with him. That's all.
We have a similar statement where in Erevin, where the Resh Glusa asked him to build an Erev in his backyard and he came, who was it, one came and pulled out all the sticks.
Yeah, Reb Nachman.
If he asks you who taught you, he said, don't say Erev.
Yeah, because he was scared of the Resh Glusa, yeah.
That's because...
Different, he was scared because they were very autocratic.
There's more to it than meets the eye.
100%. Right, Peter, in this Braisa, said Peter, the Kiva fruits, and you write it. The fruits, right, you can tell the damage. Why can't you give it back? You cannot say, I'm a papa. Can't you keep a cool of it all rotted away? Can't you keep a mixtas? If they all rotted away, you cannot say it. For a little bit rotted, you couldn't give it back. Mishnah. Nosn l'umnin. Now, this is very interesting. You went to a cleaners and you asked them to fix something up, or you went to a tradesman and you asked them to do something, work in your house. The second. And yet, the kilkli, not only did they fix up, they damaged the goods. Chayovin l'shalom, that tradesman has to pay. A nosan l'chayev, a carpenter, shaded him in a box, l'saka to fix the kilkli, and he ruined it, chayev l'shalom has to pay. So you have two cases here. Nosan l'umnin and tevish el middle. We'll soon see what they're talking about here. You gave a hat to clean.
And he said he could do it. He ruined it like crazy. So he paid for it in there.
He did?
Because I told him I'll take him to this small claims paper. And he didn't want to go, so he paid for it.
Okay, but Habanoi, a builder, Shekibel, all this, as I occasionally took upon himself to break down a wall. The Shibir Avonim, and by breaking down the wall, he also broke the stones. Otherwise, the stones could have been reused, but now he can't reuse it because he ruined the stones. Oisha Zikon, it caused other kind of damage. Chayev L'Shalom, he has to pay. He was told to break down a wall on one side. The wall was very thick, and there was another wall on the other side, but he didn't realize the walls were leaning on each other. And the other wall on the other side fell down, collapsed, potter. He wasn't meant to know. But if he, by blowing it on this side, that caused the other wall to rattle and to fall apart, then chayiv. Now we're going to learn an interesting concept. The Basis will teach a concept called Shevach Shvach Keli. An Umin is Koine B'Shvach Keli. And the concept is as follows. An interesting way of looking at it. If you give me something to do for you, you gave me a material and said, I'm a tailor, make a garment out of this. So what happened? You gave me a material with $50. I turned it into a suit with $500. That $450 of the improvement that I made belongs to me. That improvement on your material is mine. And when you pay me $400, you're buying from me the object. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is you're paying me wage for doing the work. And $450, that's the wage. So one way of looking at it is it's a wage. Another way of looking at it is you're buying. I am selling you something because I own that improvement. It's my improvement. Until you give me the money, it's mine. So the Vasi comes along and says, that's what I believe. I'm a Vasi. Lo yishanu. So therefore, very simple. When do we say the Umin is responsible and has to pay for ruining it? Elish and Nassan Lechedish. You gave me a carpenter, a shader, Teva Midbal, where the whole thing already was completed. And you want a knife, but Mispa, you want me to knock in a nail. The Noah, but Mispa, Vishiv, I knocked in a nail, I broke it, I broke your box. Of course I got to pay you. Avil Nassan Lechedish, Eitzim. If you gave a carpenter wood, Lassa Shader Midbal, you told him to construct for me a box. But Oysa Mehen Shader Midbal, he built a box, Vishiv, and broke it. Potter. Why is he Potter? Mark Timer. What you gave me was ordinary wood. I turned it into a box. That entire improvement is mine. It's my improvement. It's mine. And I'm selling it to you for $450. Until I sold it to you, it's mine. If I broke it, I broke my thing. I pay nothing.
But the actual eitzim has to pay back.
And sorry?
But the eitzim.
Yeah, the eitzim I got to pay back. If I broke the eitzim, I got to pay for that. And Tanan, we learned. Nosan l'um. It says in the Mishnah, Nosan l'um. Then we kill the ruin. Chayov l'shalom. It says in the Mishnah clearly, he gave it to Umin to fix. They have to pay. L'chayim my love. The yov l'aged. He gave him ordinary wood, and yes, you have to pay. What are you talking about? Loi shaydut teva migdal. Give him back a box. The Gemara Hamigtoni is safe. It says in the end of the Mishnah, shaydut teva migdal. The next case was he gave him a box. Mikal d'reish. He gave him ordinary wood. So l'chayim said, even ordinary wood, you have to pay if he ruined it. Because why? Because Umin is not kind of b'shevach keli. Amri, we say no. Pirushik and Mefadish, the mission is explaining itself. Kate, what do we mean when we say you gave an umin? What did you give? Nosan umni. What did you give the tradesman? The sack and the fix, the kilkli ruined. Chayov and l'shalom, you got to pay. Goyish nosan l'cheide shade teva middle. You gave him a complete box to fix, and therefore you have to pay. But if you gave him a piece of wood and he broke it, he doesn't have to pay anything. Except the original wood, if you're back. Hachinam, that makes sense. The Keita, it says in the Mishnah, Keita. I'll prove it to you. Kedisa, that the Reisha, 18, if the beginning of my wood. Hash, Tashmin, and 18, Madr, by wood, where I gave you wood, and you fixed the whole, you improved the whole thing, and yet you have to pay if you're wounded. Chayov and Lishalim, Veloy, I mean, we don't say, Umen, Kainer, Sheva, Kalim, Shader, Tevo, Midl, Miboy, you gotta tell me if you gave him a complete box, and he broke it, he has to pay, reimburse you. Well, that's not a raya. Mishum hola idi. That's not a raya. Tana safe for the glue reisha. The safe is coming to reveal about the reisha. Shleitema, don't think reisha shaded to the middle that the reisha is talking about a box. Abel eitzin loy, but a wood. Maybe Ravasi is right by wood. You don't have to pay because it's yours. It belongs to the tradesman. Tana safe with if it says the safe is shaded in the middle. Miklal, then you have no choice but to learn the reisha eitzin wood. So there's two ways of learning the Mishnah. Either the Mishnah about Eitzim and the Sefer is coming to reveal the Mishnah about Eitzim, and therefore Umin does not own the improvement and he has to pay if he ruins it. Or you learn that the Sefer is explaining that Eitzim is talking about a box, but if you gave him wood, your Umin is kind of showing you have to pay. Lema Misayele. Oh, no, we'll stop here.